KUTX 98.9, it's Thursday, it's a beautiful day out there, and we have some live music for you this afternoon. I'm pleased to say that Sarah Watkins is here with us. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
What are we going to hear first?
This is Say So.
Enough is enough. Come back to us. We can't have lost you yet. We can't have lost you yet. The flame in your eyes is dimmed by this disguise that you've held on too long. Yeah, you kept it on too long. But the flame's not gone, not if you say so.
Great song. We're hearing live music from Sarah Watkins here in Studio 1A this afternoon. I'm Jeff McCord, and I want to welcome Sarah. She's playing at Antone's tonight with the full band, right?
Yeah.
But you're here on your own today.
The mighty trio.
Yeah. And, of course, you're world-renowned as a fiddle player, among other things. And of course, no.
What does renowned mean?
I don't know. Famous. Famous. Sure. You know. But no fiddle in sight today, but I'm assuming they'll get to hear some tonight.
There will be fiddle tonight. There will be a lot of things happening. David Garza has been on tour playing with no stranger to this city and state.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing guitar and bass and singing and killing it on that end of things. And then Michael Libramento is playing drums and bass and singing, and it's been a really fun trio to be on tour with.
That sounds great. It's at Antone's tonight, so get yourselves down there. She's got a brand new record called Young and All the Wrong Ways. I love that title.
Thanks.
Yeah. Was that song from the new album?
Yes, okay. It was. That was one that I wrote with my friend Dan Wilson.
Okay.
He wrote a couple songs on the album with him. And this is the first record of mine that has been... all the material was written or co-written by me. And it's really fun to look down on the set list. And now after three records and other collaborations and Nickel Creek and all that, to just see like, oh, wow, I've written almost all of these songs at this point. And on previous records, I've done half covers and half originals,
right,
which
right.
I love. I love singing cover songs. But it's nice to have there's a little bit more of a directness, I think, in the narrative of this album because of the source material.
Well, it's interesting. You've obviously found your footing as a songwriter and feel more comfortable in writing more material now, and the songs are great. I'm wondering, do you like being a band leader as opposed to being in a band? Or?
I really am so grateful that I get to be both. I get to, because I get, when you're in a band, I'm really lucky to be in, you know, several bands that are incredibly enriching and nourishing and healthy and exciting and challenging, and democratic. And both Nickel Creek and I'm With Her and the Watkins Family Hour, they're all really great collaborative projects. And it's also a privilege to get to go out and front my own thing and lead the band and just kind of focus on this one thing for a while and really try and see the vision of this album out, knowing that, you know, after this album is done, I get to return back to this more collaborative thing and not have to listen to my own vision all the time, but instead, you know, serve other people's vision.
I'm really
grateful for that chance.
I imagine it's a bit of a mixed blessing. You know, there's a lot of pressure that comes with it, but at the same time, a lot of freedom. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, I like the pressure. I like to jump in the deep end and try and figure out, how to thrive. And but I mean, if you're not challenged, you're not going to do anything new. I'm not going to do anything new if I'm not challenged or put under some kind of pressure or have an expectation on me. And so I really enjoy working with people who expect high things from me, and hopefully I can rise to the occasion.
Well, you've collaborated with a lot of diverse people over the years, and you know, one thing I read on the internet, which, so I know it must be true, is that you did a thing called the Mutual Admiration Society with
years ago.
Yeah, quite a while ago. But the lineup's quite interesting: John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin, and Pete Thomas from Elvis Costello's band, and
Glenn Phillips from Toad the Wet Sprocket, and then my Nickel Creek bandmates Chris Thiele and Sean Watkins, my brothers.
Yeah.
That was a really fun. That was the first sort of incarnation of what became Works Progress Administration, kind of how the Watkins Family Hour works in Los Angeles. It's a residency that my brother and I have. That's always some sort of a variety show, and the Mutual Admiration Society was sort of the beginnings at the front end of all that. And that's how I met John Paul Jones. Not how I met him, but how I got to know John better, and he ended up producing my first solo record.
He did, yes.
It was stupid getting to play with Pete Thomas and John Paul Jones. Like, we did, you know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks of touring, and it was ridiculous.
Well, you mentioned you're going to return to the collaborative thing, so I'm going to ask the obligatory question: Is Nickel Creek happening again?
I'm sure it will. Yeah,
you will?
I'm
sure
it will.
Okay,
all right. It's just a matter of time. I mean, we don't stop touring because we don't like each other. We stop touring because of schedules. And I don't think Nickel Creek will ever be the dominant project in any of our lives. It's going to be one of a few things for all of us. I'm sure it will happen again. We love that band.
Well, we'll look forward to that. In the meantime, you got a great new album out. It's called Young in All the Wrong Ways. And we're talking with Sarah Watkins. She's appearing at Antone's tonight. What are we going to hear next, Sarah?
I'm going to do... A lot of this album was written during just navigating some of those challenges that we were talking about earlier or sort of pointing to.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important to keep trying to adapt and keep trying to evolve and reconsider things and try and ask the hard questions of ourselves. And so a lot of the songs kind of come from that sort of place. I was afraid that I was going to be sort of accidentally find myself in some kind of rut, and then, you know, wake up 10 years later and 10 years from now and find myself the same person that I am now. And it was terrifying. So I was trying to make some action here.
Every step's been shown to you, like all those years of school. What they said is what you say, what they saw is what you see. You like a clear drawn line, partition and define, so you can rest in knowing everything's as it should be.
Live music from Sarah Watkins here on KUTX 98.9, another great song from her new album, Young and All the Wrong Ways. And she's appearing at Anton's tonight, Liz Longley.
Liz Longley's opening the show. She's been on tour with us for this whole month-long tour.
Oh, great. So you're getting to know Liz as well. And Davi Garza in your band, and you're playing tonight at Anton's. So everyone go down and see Sarah Watkins. Sarah, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the support.
That ends the live portion of this. Sarah's going to play another song that you will find up at KUTX.org. And our engineer this afternoon has been Cliff Hargrove. I'm Jeff McCord.